Mary, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and Acts, and Romans, verses, and Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, first and second Thessalonians, first and second Timothy, Titus and Philemon, Hebrews, James, first and second Peter, first John, second John, third John, Jude and Revelation.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mr. Young.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for all those books in the Bible and teaching us to know them and to read them. Thank you for them. Thank you for this day of learning and teaching and getting to know and love one another more. We ask that you will bless our friends who have to be somewhere else today or had to stay home sick. Please help them to get all better and back to be with us for next time. Thank you for giving us our voices to sing and other instruments to play, all for your glory. Thank you for the good psalms and other songs that are in this hymnal. Please help us to learn to sing better. Please help us to use our voices to your glory. I pray that as our minds and voices are active with these things, that you'll be at work in our hearts by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Turn to hymnal number 216. Right. Mezzo piano. Awake my soul and sing. Mezzo forte of him who died for me. Forte and hail him. Okay. All right. All four verses, if you please. Well, do we have flats or sharps in this key signature? How many flats do you see there?
Three.
They look a little bit like a little letter B, right? Three flats. And to know what key you're in flats, you go to the next to last or second to last flat. Uh-huh, and that's the key you're in. The flats always come in the same order. The first four spell the word
bead.
So that's B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. Right. We only have three this time. So they are B flat, E flat, A flat. The last one we just said was A flat. The next to last one was
E flat.
Yeah. So we are in the key of
E flat.
Yeah. Now I'm going to look at my hymnal page and the soprano line or melody line there. I see that the note is on the bottom line of the treble clef. Treble clef, bottom line, it's right there. The lines of the treble clef are every good boy does fine. E flat. If you got flat, E flat. And so that must be what solfid syllable in this key?
Do.
Do. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to play an E flat chord. And our first note. All four verses, if you please.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly harpon comes, the music on its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee. Through all eternity.
enjoyed that nice singing, would you notice in verse 3, crown him the Lord of peace, whose power a scepter sways from pole to pole that wars may cease. It seems like all of the kings and other leaders in this world are always giving orders that just lead to war and more war and endless war and a temporary end of war, but then back to war again. I am so thankful that in Jesus Christ we have the King whose orders lead to more and more peace, and in the end, a perfect and everlasting peace. So thankful to have him be crowned the King. Going to turn to, what verse do you suppose? Going to turn to? Revelation 5:9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Revelation 5:9. In your hymnal number 281, if you please. Okay, what have you got here? Flats or sharps or nothing?
Sharps.
Sharps. And how many?
One.
I guess I shouldn't have said sharps, plural, should I? We have a sharp, and the sharps always come in the same order. And there's a little poem to remember the sharps by, which is, Fat cats go down alleys eating birds. Right? Right. Then skinny cats go down alleys not catching any birds, which is why they're then skinny cats, right? But fat cats go down alleys catching birds. They have figured it out. That's why they're fat. So the first sharp, if there's any sharps, is always F sharp. Mm-hmm. And when you have sharps, what sharp do you go to figure out what key you're in? You go to the last sharp. With flats, the next to last. With sharps, the last. And from that last, sharp. You go from that letter to the next letter in the alphabet. Or you go from that sharp up a half step. And so, from F sharp, the next letter in the alphabet is
G.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So we are in the key of G. Let's find our G's on the staff. Good boys do fine always.
G.
Spaces. All cows eat grass. There's a G right there, that space. Okay. Every good boy does fine. So there's a G right there. Every good boy does fine. And up here in this space above the top line, there's another G for us. Okay, so every good, all right, so look right there. If that's a G, it's on the G line, and we're in the key of G, then what sol fit sol bar are we seeing there?
Do.
If the first one's do, what's the second one that stays the same?
Do.
That's easy. And if that's do, what's this one that goes just down just one?
T.
La,
so, fa.
You've done that a million times, right? Read what you're seeing there. There's two do's, and then it goes steps down. Do, do, ti, la, so, fa. Yeah, we've done that a million times. Let's do a scale up and down. Starting on this low do, which is G.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
Do, re, mi, fa,
sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa.
See? When you know your
your scales and arpeggios, then you know music. So, but it doesn't keep going here, right?
Noti la so fa.
So instead of continuing to go down, it steps back up.
Fa, so fa.
You all are bright students, and something like this is just like, well, that's all there is to it. Sometimes it's just that simple. Okay, I'll give us this note, go. Let's see what we see here.
Do, do, ti, la, so.
Think another time and you'll enjoy it, and a couple more will get on board.
So, so, ti, la.
I'm sorry, I said so, didn't I? Do, sorry.
Do, do, ti, la. So, fa, so, fa.
Up here, what is in your hymnal? So look down at your hymnal, if you please, number 281, where the words are, "For all the saints who from their labors rest." Now, not the top line, the soprano line, but the second, the alto line, is what you've just been reading off the marker board. Now, do the little finger point thing for me. If you understand where the alto note is at the beginning of the song, point to it with one finger, and then look to the person next to you, and see if you've all got it. Yes, you all have got it. Now just make sure mom's got it, okay? Yeah, okay. Okay. So now instead of looking up here at the marker board and singing these together, we're gonna sing the very same thing. The only difference is we're gonna look at it in our hymn book.
No, no, ti, la, so, fa, so, fa, so, so.
Yeah, okay. Now, the same thing except with the words, the text of the hymn, instead of the solfege syllables. Words. Thou wast their rock.
Thou wast their rock, their fortress and their might.
The third verse words, if you please. O may thy soldiers.
O may thy soldiers faithful, true.
Text, the golden evening.
The golden evening brightens in the west.
Wow, neat. Okay. So, Alvin, come up here and help me lead. So you stand over here, okay? And everybody on this half of the room, sing that line you've just been practicing, and Alvin, you sing it out nice and strong, okay? Everybody on this side of the room, we're going to sing the familiar tune, the melody line, "For all the saints," okay? We'll use the first verse words. Here's the note for you all who are singing the alto note with Alvin. Here's the note for the soprano line with me. Rest.
For all the saints who from their labors
same exercise, but the second verse words. Here's your dough over there. Here's ours. Second verse words. Rest.
Thou wast there.
So you play a G for you. Now you all are going to sing the alto line. For all the saints who from their labors rest. You're leading the same, you're doing the same thing. Now you all sing that alto line that we practiced several times. We'll take the familiar melody. Rest.
For all the
second verse, if you please, thou wast their rock. Yes.
Thou wast their rock, their fortress and their might.
Woohoo! Nice! Thank you, son. Go back. All right, then. Let's try the, we've been working on the bass line some. Let's give it back. Thou wast their rock,
and their mind.
You remember, I'm not sure you're reading that from the music, you just remember. Okay? To start another part, and that might help you here, trying to get back to me for the next part, because you've had me fa, and you're going to have to get back there and do me fa again. Okay, so here, let's do this little trick. We'll sing mi fa, and then we're not going to sing this part. And then we'll sing mi fa again. We're only going to think these notes.
Mi fa. Mi fa.
See, you can go back and repeat what you've already done, and it kind of rings in your mind. Now let's sing the whole thing.
Mi fa so.
Good. Then it's going to do something. Mi fa, mi fa, so.
Mi fa, so, la, mi fa, si.
my daughter Angie singing in the kitchen when she's washing dishes or cooking or something, and she can just sing low, several notes lower than I can, and it sounds so pretty too. Then she can just sing high, several notes higher than I can, it sounds so pretty, and I can only go like this. So usually, if I have to sing really low, I just kind of try to make it quick, like, oh, say, can you see? Just kind of make it quick down there, you know. Amazing grace. Just don't spend too much time singing low. Don't have to. Okay. Now let's have. Let's see. Ava, come up here and come here and come up here and help me. You stand right here in front of the piano and sing the soprano line with the people that are in front. You who are right about here, sing the familiar soprano line with Ava, okay? Bum 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 bum. That. Alright, that's gonna be what you're gonna sing. I'm gonna stand over here, and with this group right here, I'm going to sing the alto line that we just worked on here, okay? Alvin, you're gonna have to go it alone on the bass line, okay? If Reese were here, you could have him on your team. All right, those of you starting on the, those starting with me, we're using the first verse words for all the saints. Front of this group and sing the alto line. Alvin, sing the bass line. You all sing the soprano like have been. I'll sing the tenor line if I can keep my brain together enough. Okay? So those of you starting on the melody line, the soprano part, those of you starting on the alto part, bass line. Bass clef at the tenor part, where the words are who from their labors rest, it's just do 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 ti do. Do 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 ti do. Do 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 ti do. And this note is also do. Do 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 ti do. Would you sing that with me?
Do 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 ti do.
That's almost too easy. Who from their labors rest?
Who from their labors rest?
All right. Wow. It's you all will understand this when you're adults. It is such a privilege to stand in front of bright students and see you learning so fast and doing so well. Thank you very much. That's all we have time for, friends.
Thank you, Miss Gail.
You're welcome. Thank you all too.
Thank you, Mr. Young.
You're welcome.